Deputy Interior Secretary Tom Strickland is back in Washington after spending nearly 2 weeks touring Alaska. Strickland oversees the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Park Service. He says his Alaska trip gave him a deeper understanding of the challenges of global warming. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Strickland visited the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and two national parks, Denali and Kenai Fjords. He also met with Interior Department employees around Alaska. He says 2 weeks might sound like a long time to spend in just one state, but it was too short.
I just barely scratched the surface.
Climate change stood out to Strickland as one of the biggest issues facing both the Park Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska, and he doesn't use tame language to describe its effects. He talks about the sea ice being under siege, and he says the Interior Department has an obligation to understand and deal with the dramatic impacts of global warming. Strickland witnessed some of those changes firsthand.
I saw as I flew over the state back and forth a couple of times on my itinerary, I could see in the Yukon Flats area where permafrost melting has caused some of the traditional wetlands to disappear because the water soaks into the ground now, whereas it used to be blocked by the permanent frost.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is preparing a proposal to designate critical habitat for the polar bear. The Interior Department listed the bear under the Endangered Species Act last year because of the alarming projections for melting sea ice. The agency is also considering whether to study listing the walrus for the same reason. But Strickland says the Interior Department has to look at the impacts to less well-known species, too, like the pint-sized furry pika.
It's a small animal that lives at high elevations in the lower 48, and in Alaska it lives in the cooler areas as temperature rises. It literally doesn't have the biological capacity to deal in temperatures over a certain degree and has to either move north or move up in elevation to survive.
Strickland says the Interior Department needs to do a better job studying how different species are responding to climate change. He says the Obama administration has set aside more funding to tackle those science questions, but it's a game of catch-up after 8 lean years under President Bush.
You know, I think that, frankly, at the federal level, we've been missing in action in terms of studying the effects of climate change and beginning to try and develop strategies to deal with those. There was some good work going on within the department, but it was really at the, you know, if you will, not embraced nearly as appropriately as it should have been at the highest levels of the department or, frankly, within the government more broadly.
Strickland says he sensed the passion and conviction Alaska's Interior Department employees have for addressing global warming. And he says he learned a lot about the problem during his time in the state.
To understand it intellectually is one thing. To understand it, if you will, almost more viscerally is another. And I think I added that to my experience from the trip up there.
Strickland hopes to come back to Alaska soon and promises the Obama administration will be very engaged on the most pressing issues facing the state in the years ahead. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.